The full cost of living increase that's been announced is 3.6%. For those retirees, those federal retirees who are under the older civil service retirement system, they're eligible to get that full 3.6% cost of living adjustment if they retired prior to December of last year. For the retirees under the federal employees retirement system, the newer retirement system, they get a 2.6% cost of living adjustment. By law, theirs is 1% less than the full 3.6. So again, if they retired or became age 62 sometime last year, they will get part of the COLA. And if they became age 62 back in November of last year, they will get the entire 2.6%.
But even if you're not a retiree yet, maybe you're on the cusp or thinking about it, this information can help you plan, yes? Can you address how people can use this to help them with planning?
Well, certainly. If you're going to be planning for retirement, you want to know how much you're going to be increasing your retirement value every year. Most people, I think the rule of thumb is that you should have between 70-80% of your pre-retirement salary, you should be getting that in retirement. Well, retirement's a set amount, and except for the annual adjustments to the cost of living, and those are to take into account for inflation. So in planning for your retirement, you want to know if you're going to make that 70-80% pre-retirement amount each year. And the cost of living adjustment is part of that. It'll also help you decide if you're going to relocate, you know, what areas are lower in cost that will help you in your retirement years be more comfortable.
And to your knowledge, is the CSRS system and the FERS system the only ones anywhere, really, private or public, maybe other places in the public sector, but relative to the private sector, the only ones that give cost of living adjustments at all, even though they missed a couple of years?
Yes, as far as I know, the private sector doesn't give any kind of adjustment after you retire. Many of those are going to a defined contribution retirement system where the workers have to pay into a TSP kind of retirement plan where they contribute, and that's all based on the adjustments to usually stocks and bonds, 401k plans, that sort of thing. So, yeah, the federal and probably some of the older state retirement systems are the only ones that use the cost of living adjustments.
We're talking with David Snell, the Director of Retirement Benefits at NARF. But as Tom alluded to, this is the first one since 2009. How unusual is it to go 1 or 2 years without a COLA raise at all?
Well, it's been pretty unusual for a while now. You'll remember back in the 80s, perhaps, where some COLAs were delayed, some COLAs were Congress delayed giving COLAs, or they took back the COLA in 1 year. It was called the UNCOLA. But for a while now, the COLAs have been pretty steady and because inflation has been pretty steady. For the last 2 years, as you've mentioned, we haven't had enough inflation to trigger a cost of living adjustment. Now, back in 2010, Congress decided to pass legislation to help out retirees under the Social Security Act by paying them a flat $250 for that year where they didn't get a cost of living adjustment. What was left out of that was the federal retirees under the Civil Service Retirement System who did not get Social Security. So instead, they got a tax credit worth that same $250 that they could apply at the end of the year.
Now, a number of agencies are beginning to offer buyouts for federal workers, $25,000 if you meet the criteria. Does that help combined with the COLA? Does that, do you think that'll make more people decide, yeah, maybe now's the time to throw in the hat and do something else?
Well, don't forget, the if you're retiring this year, you have to retire before the end of November in order to get a COLA for 2013. It's too late this year to really take much of advantage of the COLA for 2012. So
not really.
People on the cusp of retiring this fall, whether it be November or December, aren't going to see a cost. They're not going to be eligible for the cost of living adjustment that's coming in December, effective December, and showing in the January 1 payments, unless they're out of they retire prior to November 30th.
David, go ahead.
Yeah, COLAs are prorated during the year so that by 12th, so whatever month you retire in, you'll get 1/12, let's say if you retire in November, you'll get 1/12 of the COLA that's coming in January.